I would have liked to stay with you longer, but I find consolation in the words of Jesus. He tells us, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. The Father sends His Spirit of truth and love into the world, and the Spirit guides us in the ways of peace. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Welcome to The Holy Spirit Is With You, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy of In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world.
Well, welcome. Good afternoon. How's everybody today?
Very good, very good. We have a special guest with us today, Miss Aisley Kelleher. Hello. She's Tara's granddaughter, and she's going to join us on this beautiful day in March for the Solemnity of Saint Joseph. So naturally, that will be the subject that we broach today, the subject of the beautiful life of Saint Joseph.
Yes.
And Our Lady and the Holy Family, essentially. So welcome. Thank you for joining us. And we hope that you have a great time with us today and a great show. And one quick announcement before we get into the program is that the phone lines are working.
Woohoo!
That's the big announcement of the day. See, that's St. Joseph. He's at work already helping us out. So if you would, please call in. Please share any St. Joseph miracle stories that you might have with us, or any special devotions that you might have to the Holy Family or St. Joseph. Because A, we would love to hear from you, and B, you're the best listening audience in all of the United States and all over the world, right?
Amen.
We have the best listeners.
Amen.
And, we want to test these phone lines. So please don't leave us hanging out there. Call in. Don't be afraid. Kathleen would say, step out in faith, holy boldness, and, welcome to Here I Am, Lord. Here I Am, Lord. And we were discussing before the show started.
Well, I am.
Oh, I never said who I am. I am Marta Kyle, your host.
And I am her sidekick, Tara Wolfington.
Yes.
And I'm Aisley, her lovely granddaughter.
Amen.
Yay, amen. So you have a great trio here today.
Yes.
Yep.
Trifecta.
The trifecta. And to open the program, we are going to let Aisley read a prayer to St. Joseph. So if you would join us in praying this little prayer to St. Joseph, we would greatly appreciate it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
O St. Joseph, whose protection is so great, so strong, so prompt before the throne of God, I place in you all my interests and desires. O St. Joseph, do assist me by your powerful intercession, and obtain for me, from your divine Son, all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that, having engaged here below your heavenly power, I may offer my thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of fathers. O Saint Joseph, I never weary contemplating you and Jesus asleep in your arms. I dare not approach while he reposes near your heart. Press him in my name and kiss his fine head for me, and ask him to return the kiss when I draw my dying breath. Saint Joseph, patron of departing souls, pray for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's a
beautiful
prayer. That was a beautiful prayer. I think you have a beautiful radio voice.
I think we found a new sidekick.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So we love that prayer. That's such a beautiful prayer. It's a really heartfelt prayer.
Yeah.
And it's a great gift from God that we have a protector on earth through St. Joseph, through the intercession of all the angels and saints, really. God gives us great gifts in the angels and saints. and we can call on them in our time of need, but most especially St. Joseph. He has so many titles, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very close. We're going to talk about the family.
Yeah, he's close to the family, and the family is the foundation for basically all of society. So,
yeah, role model.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a beautiful day, and it's going to be a beautiful show. As a matter of fact, on the way in here today, you have to turn the volume off, though. So on the drive in here today, I happened to capture a father in his backyard with his little boy. And I was thinking, oh, that's so sweet. It's St. Joseph's Day, and there's this father having a baseball catch with his son. And it was really endearing. And I was talking to Tara and Ace at the time. And we were saying that the fatherhood role is so important in the family mm-hmm. and in a child's life. And the those foundational moments that you have, it's not always the big moments. Sometimes when you grow up and you look back in your life, the most significant moments might be those moments that you had with a father or a father figure, someone who stood in as a father for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. So and Ainsley was saying about...
I was going to say, especially with just girls my age, because, you know, I get to experience that firsthand, just as much as mothers do, but just because it's a male figure, they're definitely more of a role model for who your daughter trusts or puts her faith into. Marriage, dating, especially in teenage years, is very modeled after their father. They set the standards, and, you know, for me, as well as my mom, I'll look at my dad, and I see the way that he treats my mother and my stepmother, and it just really sets the example for women and their standards for the men that they choose to be in their life, which is very important.
Really, yeah, that's important. An amazing point. Kathleen actually always used to insight. Make that point. It's yeah. And Kathleen is on the line, so
wow.
We have our first caller who stepped out in holy boldness. Hold on.
Yes. Kathleen? Kathleen?
Kathleen, you have to turn down your radio.
There we go.
Are you there?
So is the phone working now?
Yes. We can hear you. Yep.
I hear a little background.
But is your volume up? Yeah.
There you go. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
All right. I just...
Yeah.
Yes. I just want to say, well, I want to say especially that Ainsley.
I think we lost her, Frank.
You have a gift.
It cut out. Aww. It cut out. Okay, so I'm going to release.
All right, so we'll see if she calls back in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey,
well, that was
that
an
message.
Exciting start to the show, wasn't it?
It was a very exciting start.
The first caller being Kathleen.
I know. But I think we're going to have some...
Technical support
entering.
So until she calls back, we'll keep talking about fatherhood.
Yeah, fatherhood and Saint Joseph and how the important role model fathers are to their sons, but also most especially to their daughters. And Ainsley was making the point mm-hmm. that the father is the first role model that a girl will see
right.
in her lifetime. Mm-hmm. The first teacher, the first, right? Yeah. And Kathleen actually used to always tell us that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he sets mm-hmm. her expectations.
Yep.
And on the side of, you know, boys, I see, like, very often, I'm sure everyone else does, but especially right now for people applying to high schools for, you know, the boys in my grade, their response is usually that they're going where their dad or their grandparents went, and they're kind of following in their footsteps. So, and
yeah,
it really just shows that even when you don't think it's going to make a big difference what you choose or no one's going to be watching, it really does have an impact on so many other people's lives, even if it doesn't affect them immediately.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's all these unspoken, to your point. They want to follow in their father's footsteps. They want to make their fathers proud, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to... Okay, we're going to try again. Kathleen's back, so hold on.
Okay.
We're back. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Kath, can you hear us?
Can you hear us now?
Hello? Can you hear us?
Hello there.
I can hear you, but
not your head if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep. You just can't hear us.
I'm just telling you. I'm hoping you can hear me.
I can you
well.
We can hear you.
Okay. Praise God. I just want to tell you girls a beautiful program honoring our Saint Joseph, and what a gift to see my sweet, beautiful Aisley being part of this radio broadcast today when she was a few years younger. I prayed over Aisley, and I told her that she was going to be a leader. I don't know if she remembers that, but I said, you will lead others to Jesus, and this is a new beginning for you. You might be one of the regular broadcasters. I love you all. You're doing a great job. My heart is with you. I miss you guys already. And I'm just going to sign off, just checking those phone lines out. And Aisley, it was a joy to my heart to see you on today with Mimi and Aunt Marta. All right, love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We love you too.
Bye.
We just went down and spent some time in the sunny state with Sunshine herself.
Yes, it was so great.
It was fun.
We got to spend a little St. Patrick's Day fun together, right?
Yes.
We had some.
And it was scheduled to rain the whole time, but when we got there,
The sun came out. Yeah.
Both days were a very quick trip in and out.
Yep.
But both days we were there, the sun came out.
It was lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we had beautiful Mass and the Holy Hour one day, and
yeah,
Father came after Mass. He came out and played his
accordion.
That was really fun.
He played some Irish tunes on the accordion. I'm asking Aisley what it is. I'm going. she's the musical one. You know the one thing that goes like this, Aisley.
That's like me when I was trying to describe the oboe. It's long. It's an oboe.
It's this one.
Yeah, it was great. It was very good. We digress. Sorry about that. We've had a great week. St. Patrick is a wonderful saint. We opened with the fact that we're so lucky in the Catholic Church that we have these powerful saints as our intercessors. And God certainly left us with a plethora of help. He knew we wouldn't be able to walk this journey on our own. He knew we needed all this assistance. And he gave it to us. He's a good, good father. And St. Joseph was appointed by God himself to take care of the most precious gift, right, Tara?
Absolutely.
The most precious gift that God could have...
Yeah, the two of them.
Yeah, it could have given us is Jesus, his only son. And he appointed St. Joseph to be his guardian and his protector. And imagine the trust that St. Joseph would have had and the courage that he would have needed to say yes to that role. That's a lot of pressure. Think about that. That you're going to be the guardian and the protector of the Blessed Mother and Jesus.
Right. That might explain why he was silent a lot.
Yeah.
Accurate to say anything wrong.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He was always contemplating.
Let me think about the next step.
Yeah.
Because even when we were seeing the little boy play ball with his dad.
Yeah.
You know, like Aisley said, you're really setting the stage of how they see themselves, of how they see the world, of how they treat other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything you do when they're little is being absorbed.
Yes. Children are like sponges and they notice everything. They do. Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
And they take it to heart.
Exactly.
Right?
And they
Even
take it to
things
heart.
They shouldn't take to heart. They take, you know, it's So maybe sometimes silence is the key to perfection.
Silence is golden.
When you're angry and they say take 10 deep breaths, right? Or count to 10 backwards. These are all like tricks for not getting angry.
Exactly. And again, we invite you to call in if you have any fun stories of devotions to St. Joseph, or if you have a namesake after St. Joseph, or miracles that happened to St. Joseph. My personal favorite miracle with St. Joseph is the staircase story. The nuns were building a convent, and they had a loft, and they had no way of getting to that loft. And it was a complicated situation, and they were praying about it, and a carpenter showed up, right, and built them a staircase. And no one can figure out how the staircase leads up to this loft. He doesn't have any pillars or anything. It's just a circular staircase up to a loft. Did you ever see that story?
No, and he has no support beams, no support structure.
And it's a perfect spiral. It's like the I think some people call it the staircase to heaven. And you can actually Google it if you haven't heard of it. It's a fascinating story. And the nuns attribute it to St. Joseph.
St. Joseph?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because the wood came from a certain area of Jerusalem, and like when they started to look into it and research it, and then the carpenter at the end of his job just disappeared, and they never were charged or anything for his work. It's kind of a fun St. Joseph story, but if you have a real life one in your own life where St. Joseph was a great intercessor for you, maybe in helping you find a spouse or helping you sell your house. He's often associated with real estate. We were joking around about that too, right?
Right.
All the different associations we have with St. Joseph. Call in and share your stories, right?
So St. Joseph, he really had a royal lineage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even though the Jews they were overruled at this point, right? They weren't ruling themselves. If they had continued down the line of royalty and mm-hmm. kingship, Joseph mm-hmm. would have been in line to be a king.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And they say that Mary came from royal lineage also.
Mm-hmm. So they were also humble, but with not experiencing like the actual palace, king, queen, princess, prince stuff, but they were still royalty enough.
Right.
Exactly, in their bloodline.
They were still of the mm-hmm. Lord.
Yep. And yeah. they lived that life. I mean, they lived it in humility and obedience, which is how we all should live, but especially royalty.
Because
mm-hmm. you're the leadership, you're the rulers, you should show the people, lead the people, guide the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Family.
Mm-hmm.
They were perfect. They did it great. And St. Joseph, he's also, he's always shown as holding the lily, and that's to show his heroic purity. The world, you know, so I think his chastity and his purity, sometimes people misunderstand chastity and they just associate it with virginity. But there's so many other aspects of chastity
mm-hmm.
that are prudent and important. You know, it's not only... It's a virtue that places your own desires to the side, and it works for the good of another person, right? And it's discipline. It trains your body to give up selfish desires and sacrifice, teaches you to sacrifice yourself. And that's definitely, so many fathers have to sacrifice themselves. They get up every morning, they go to work, they help, you know, play ball with you in the yard. Maybe they feel like watching football, but instead they help you with your homework.
Right.
Whatever it is, they take you.
But now mothers work too, so they really.
Yeah.
Both sides are doing double duty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Moms and dads have to work and have sacrificial love to get up in the
yes.
middle of the night with the baby and change the baby's diapers. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, when Aisley was reading the prayer, immediately my mind went back to when she was a baby.
Yeah.
And so I was visualizing St. Joseph holding Jesus and just that love you feel for a child, you know, when they're that, you
yeah.
have a little brother now, when you hold him in your arms like that and you look to that love is like,
yeah,
so amazing, isn't
and,
it?
Yeah, the first time I see him after coming back from my dad's, I'm just so happy and I keep smiling, and then it takes him a minute, but then eventually he'll look up and he'll just have this cute little happy smile. It's like he's just a little bundle of joy, and I feel like it
heart,
happens
right?
with every child. Yeah.
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 It melts your heart, and then
that's so sweet.
You know, you can see where the people that you love so much, you also want them to be there when you're dying, right?
Yeah.
So the end of the prayer is, you know,
yeah,
kiss now and ask Jesus to come back and kiss me when I'm
drawing my dying breath.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, guess what? We have our second caller,
woo-hoo.
Also stepping out in holy boldness, Miss Wendy. Hold on 1 second. Wendy, are you there? Wendy, can you hear us?
I can barely hear you. It sounds like you're in a in a closet or at the end of the hallway.
Oh, what about now? Can you hear now?
No, it's still just, I can barely hear you.
Okay. Okay. I sound like I'm underwater. Well, that's okay. We can hear you, so go for it.
Okay. So I just have a really small Joseph story for St. Joseph the Worker. And it was really late. I was at church putting the hymn numbers up for the following week's Mass. And I was exhausted. And it was late at night, and I was still there doing this. And as I was crossing the sanctuary, I could smell lilies, and it made me think of St. Joseph because you always see him pictured with lilies.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's awesome. I love that. You just jogged my own mind with a little St. Joseph story. So fun.
And the lilies. He was telling Wendy that he was here. He was up late nights, too, taking care of the Lord, Wendy.
Exactly. That's a beautiful, beautiful
He was right there with you.
Yeah.
I can hardly hear you, so I'm going to hang up so I can put my show back on and hear you that way.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. That was a beautiful story. And it actually jogged my mind. I have my own St. Joseph story that I totally forgot about. So when I was engaged to be married to my husband, Kevin, we were looking for venues. And I was a little bit stressed out. And I was looking for, you know, you're excited, you're engaged, you want a good wedding, you want the venue to be right. And we had looked at a couple venues. And for some reason, I had asked for a sign. And I said, I'm going to make my sign lilies. Can I please show me some white lilies, if you will. And we walked into this one venue, and the woman was showing us the ballroom, and she opened the ballroom doors. And when I tell you, it was like a sea of lilies all over the floor. They were actually having an event called the White Lily.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. And I was like, this is it. I got my answer. This is my... And I think that's beautiful because I was a single mother and St. Joseph took such good care of Mary and Kevin was going to take good care of Kaylee and I. And it was just a beautiful God wink moment. And I'll never forget it.
That's amazing. I don't think I ever heard that story.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then the only date available for me to get married was Mother's Day. Isn't that funny?
That's amazing.
In that venue. So I was like, wow, this is like unreal.
May 10th.
Yeah. Mother's Day weekend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, I really felt the presence of Jesus and Mary.
It's coming up.
It is coming up.
And we know we get lilies for Aunt Marta for her anniversary.
Yeah. But isn't that unbelievable? And I thought it was different. It was a time of year. It was like the dead of winter. You wouldn't find a lily around. It wasn't Easter. It wasn't lily season at all, which is why I asked for it. I wanted something super different. And boy, did I get the answer.
Were you testing St. Joseph?
I probably was. You're probably not supposed to do that, but I probably was. I actually I just was thinking. I don't even know why I asked for the lily. I probably wasn't even really thinking about
Now. Knowing you, you were thinking you wanted a nice, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that he does answer our prayers. He's a powerful, powerful patron of the Catholic Church. He's the patron of the Universal Church. And,
he
listens. He answers the prayers.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to ask St. Joseph for a favor.
So you want to talk about St. Joseph?
Yeah, let's talk about him.
Let's talk about St. Joseph.
Yep.
He was from the royal line of David.
Mm-hmm.
So he came down through the line of King David, right? In the line of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of dreams, right?
Yes. He's often associated with
dreams. He heard the Lord
dreams.
In dreams. Easley and I were talking about this earlier, how the Lord speaks to people.
Yeah.
He can speak to you in people, places, things.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have vision. Some people get a word. And some people dream.
Mm-hmm.
I had an experience happen to me where I think it was the only time where I really was positive that it was like a message. I was very young. I was really young. We were in the beach house in Avalon, and it was right after Muzzy had passed away, and I was taking a nap in the master bedroom where she used to sleep, and I had a dream, and I don't remember what that dream was, but I remember coming downstairs and I was laughing so hard, and you were there as well.
Yeah.
And you and
yeah,
Mimi were sitting yeah, on the couch.
Yeah.
And I go, Mimi, Muzzy's so funny. And everyone looks at me so confused, like, what do you mean, baby? What, like, what's going on? And I was like, well, I was just talking to Muzzy, and she said that she loves you, and that, like, and she was making jokes. She's really funny. And I just got reminded of that a couple days ago from my mom, and it was just, it was crazy. It was, like, just the timing was incredible.
Yeah. Right. And you even mentioned that Muzzy had her dog there, right?
Yeah.
Didn't she have the dog in the dream? And you were like, she has this dog.
And she lived in a big house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Muzzy the lives Lord in a prepares. Big house.
Yes. Yeah.
She always loved the big house, a big house, right?
Yeah.
but you were so young that she couldn't have possibly known about her dog or that she loved big, you know.
And that she had a sense of humor. She was nailing, like, all of her aspects you were and her qualities.
About four?
I think maybe even younger. Yeah, I recall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
2016, and you were born in 12. So you were about four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A way to figure that one out. That was smart. Okay, she was right.
Maybe a little over three. Maybe not just yet four.
Yeah.
February. So maybe three and a half. But it was too young to
pick up on it,
like, making it up.
Yeah. Sure.
It had to come really, because it... The way it came out was in such the innocence
it's
of
innocence.
Her,
yeah.
This little child. And Aisley spent a lot of time with mom because,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, sweet.
In the end, she had a terminal illness, so
yeah,
we would spend time with her, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And Aisley's the oldest of the greats.
Yeah.
First of the greats.
Yeah, the greatest.
The greatest great.
That's great. So besides his life of obedience and faith, St. Joseph is also known as the worker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he worked as a carpenter. We talked about that. He built the when I spoke about the miracle of building that staircase. He had to teach his trade to Jesus, right? So he was a teacher, of course. He was a father and a role model. And he's recognized as the model for fathers and for laborers. So that's... You know, brushing up on our fun facts about St. Joseph.
Right.
He was very hidden. He's not known in Scripture as saying anything at all, really. We discussed the one thing that Scripture would say he did say was the name of Jesus. He had to put in the most likely at the presentation in the temple or when Jesus was born, the father back then would name the child.
Would proclaim
the name.
Child's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the angel told
Joseph
in a dream.
And he heard that in a dream, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he came to him and told him in the dream.
Right.
Yeah. So, St. Joseph, pray for us. And, yeah.
So, that was number one, was royal line.
Mm-hmm.
He was marked by silence. We talked about that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was a devout observer of the Mosaic law, which was when they say he was a just man.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Kathleen always says obedience is very important to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gives laws and he gives commandments, he's very serious about your obedience towards those things. And St. Joseph was a very devout, very obedient to the word of God.
Yeah.
And imagine he really listened
to
the angels. I mean, take Mary as your wife. That was a giant leap.
Mm-hmm. Giant leap.
You know, that... She's carrying the Lord. She's carrying God's child. I mean, that for anybody. And if somebody said that to you today, you might say, well, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that's, you know, maybe before he had that dream, he was considering quietly divorcing her. That was his plan. He didn't want to humiliate her. He was a just man. And he was going to divorce her quietly so that she would be protected.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that, because back then you could be stoned to death for something, you know.
Right.
Like being with child without being married, so.
And then he had the dream.
Yes.
Take Mary.
And then he gave his fiat. But we are at the break point here, so we are going to go to a commercial break. Thanks for hanging in there with us. And we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back. Once again, I am your host of Here I Am, Lord Marta Kyle.
Her sidekick, Tara Wolfington.
Her lovely granddaughter, Aisley.
Yes. So if you didn't catch us in the first half hour, we welcome you on this beautiful Solemnity of St. Joseph. Thank you for joining us. And before we get back into our conversations about St. Joseph, we're going to do our announcements. The Wake Up America Dinner will be held Sunday, April 26th this year from 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. That will be held at the Malvern Retreat House. And the theme is Happy 250th Birthday America. Proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants. That is from Leviticus. This night includes a keynote address by Kathleen McCarthy. You can meet our radio broadcasters in person, live. There is a silent auction. There's great baskets and gifts. There's drawing for raffle prizes. You do have to register for this event. So you can fill out a registration form. And you can find that on the website, www.inhissign.com.
And I think you get a little break if you buy a table.
Yeah.
Bring your friends. You could also sponsor it.
Mm-hmm.
Red, white, and blue sponsors for the event, the luncheon, and the raffle gift.
Yep. But, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The cost is $60 per person or $110 per couple. And if you want to buy a table of eight or ask your parish to pick up a table of eight, that would be $450. This is very reasonable pricing. It's an amazing event. And so encourage your family and friends to join you. There's always a lot of camaraderie. There's a lot of laughs. There's a lot of... Everyone's very welcoming. I say it every time I make this announcement. I showed up by myself 1 year accidentally, but the people were so welcoming and they were lovely and they invited me to sit at their table. And I ended up getting to know a lot of people that way. And we're still friends today. So yeah. Come on out and join us.
Now we're on the radio.
Yeah, check it out.
Now we're on the radio. Well, no, then you brought me in.
Exactly.
You got to meet these people, she says. You got to come.
You got to meet them. They're amazing.
I said, I'm not coming. She said, yes, you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we never left.
Exactly. We never left. Who could leave after you meet Kathleen and her friends and the crew? Kathleen and the crew.
But that event is one of the two events that supports this radio network.
Mm-hmm.
So coming out to Wake Up America on this anniversary year of America, it's very important. I know someone who puts together beautiful baskets for the event. They're fabulous.
Very special.
The other one's the golf outing.
Yeah.
Which happens in October.
October. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful time of year, and that's also a really fun event.
So just twice a year.
Mark your calendars for those two events.
Come out and support.
Yeah. And then our next announcement will be the Divine Mercy Retreat that will be held at Malvern Retreat House. And that is always the Sunday after Easter. So it's April 10th through the 12th. And if you want to register for that, it's www.divinemercyretreat.com. And that's how you can register for that event. Also a great event. It's with Bishop Ephron Asmelia, Reverend Stephen DeLacy, and our very own Kathleen McCarthy. And again, that will be at the Malvern Retreat House. And this one sells out. It's a fabulous weekend. And it's an important weekend. So I would also encourage family, bring your children, friends, any of it, because it's an amazing event.
You have to do the Zach DiCarlo spiel.
You get your indulgence. There's an indulgence associated with the Divine Mercy.
From the Lord himself.
From the Lord himself. It's in the Divine Mercy devotions to St. Faustina.
Right. He told St. Faustina he wanted a Sunday. Right? Our girl, St. Faustina. And he wanted the first Sunday after Easter to be Divine Mercy Sunday, where the entire church would experience his Divine Mercy. So you do the usual things, right? Mass.
Right.
Receive communion. Confession. It's usually Holy Hour. Quizzes.
Yeah.
But anyway, then not only your, I'm doing your spiel for you, not only confession.
So you get your,
your sins normally, are forgiven in confession.
In confession, your sins are forgiven, but the stain from those sins are left behind on your soul. So you might still have some purgatory time to wipe away those sins, right? But with Divine Mercy Sunday, when you go, it's the one Sunday of the year where the Lord gives you the opportunity to wipe the slate clean.
All punishment.
All
right.
Punishment.
All purgatory.
All purgatory. Yeah, any punishment associated with that sin. So you get the clean slate, brand new baby.
Really big deal.
Really big deal.
Yeah. So that's, we call that Zach DiCarlo spiel.
Because he loves plenary indulgences.
And a regular outside of Divine Mercy, there are other opportunities for plenary indulgences, but the circumstances are different. You have to have like a sincere... I mean, you always should have a sincere dispensation and intention to not return to the sins that you're confessing, right? But you only get those regular plenary indulgences if you are successful in that endeavor. You're successful in never repeating those sins again, right? In that commitment. But Divine Mercy Sunday, it's a little bit different. It's a, I call it the get out of jail free card.
Right.
I
mean, it's Lord's gift.
It's the Lord's gift to his people to experience his mercy.
Right.
And then if you can't make that one, there's the 10th annual Divine Mercy Family Healing Retreat that will be on April 18th from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The theme is Hope, the Answer to Suffering. That is also with the Most Reverend Bishop Ephron Asmelia, Father Timothy Christie, Kathleen McCarthy, and Father Ignatius Mary. And you will, the retreat agenda includes the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, Praise and Worship, Chaplet of Divine Mercy, there'll be Adoration, Eucharistic Healing Prayers, and there'll be a blessing with the relic of St. Faustina, that's very special, and Consecration of the Family to the Divine Mercy. And then they're going to offer blessings of religious items like salt and water. So that's a fabulous event. You can register. Seats are limited. And the website is www.olfparish.com/event. So those are our announcements.
Three goodies.
Three goodies. Don't forget to register, sign up. If you can't make one, make sure you make the other.
Little sticky note.
Little sticky note. Sorry about that.
Put a little sticky note on. Due diligence.
All right. So in the second half of the hour, we always read the gospel. So we're going to give... Aisley did such a good job reading the prayer. And since we decided she's got radio presence and voice, we're going to have her read the gospel. No pressure.
Go, Aisley.
Take it away.
Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since she was since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to make Mary your wife into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. Amen, amen. So that was, again, we were talking about imagine being Joseph. That's a tall order. That's a hard pill to swallow, understanding this whole concept that she conceived of the Holy Spirit, and that he was being asked not to be afraid to step out in grace, step out in holy boldness, trust that God had a plan for his life, and that he was on the right trajectory by bringing Mary into his home. That's what he was being called to do, and the angel revealed that to Joseph in a dream. He was clearly concerned. He had a different plan, and God intervened and said, no, Joseph, don't be afraid. Take Mary into your home, and explained how and why.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing when heaven talks to us, gives us our guidance, right? Mm-hmm. And Joseph obviously was a very holy man. We talked about that. He was a chaste man. We talked about what the meaning of chastity really is. It's not just his virginity. It's his ability to forfeit his life and his plans and be obedient and humble enough.
Not to give into the flesh, right?
Yeah.
The ideas of comfort, of your own comfort and what suits you best and what, you know, so that has a lot to do with today's world where everyone's looking for their own comfort and their own best interest.
And that really
leads into virginity, because you have to really put down your desire. We're all created, you know, with desire. You really have to, we were talking earlier, if you want to live your life in a chaste way, you almost have to go into, today, you almost have to go into every situation with a plan, you know. If you're at a certain age, you're going to go to a party or you're going to go here. Well, you have to go into it saying, in order for me to avoid the near occasion of sin, I'm going to need to show up late, not partake in any partying, not, you know what I mean? Because those are the things that are not stay too late, because then I'm tired and I get worn down a little and then I don't have my guard up for any little thing that might happen that I would need to steer clear of, you know? So all of that, especially, I mean, I'm sure you can tell us that the world is full of opportunities for youth to get in trouble.
I could fill six of these with the information, yes. It would be a very long show.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everywhere you go, right?
Yeah.
So you almost have to have a plan.
You do.
You have to have a plan.
That's not just with people my age. I think that's with everyone as well. But I think particularly people are interested because, you know, it's always kind of perceiving to see a new generation come into play and try and continue the faith line and continue your beliefs. And you don't really know what the new challenges of the new generation are.
Right.
It's so different, especially with social media. Like, sure, it was with our parents. Some of our parents when they were younger, but it wasn't as big as it is now. It's not as normalized.
I didn't have a phone.
Yeah, information wasn't readily available. And even we talked a little bit about how quickly the world is changing today.
Yeah.
And if you're not grounded in faith and morals and some kind of faith-based lifestyle, and if you don't have trust in God and the angels and the saints and look out to them and ask them and have devotions, it's going to be hard for you to navigate your way through all these situations, especially at your age. And if you're a single adult or even a divorcee or something, it's people need a guideline, and God left us with these guidelines, and he left us with these examples like Saint Joseph, like the Holy Family. And if we don't study them or pay attention to them or look to them for guidance and support and help, you end up most likely taking the wrong course, right?
Yeah.
taking the wrong course of action. So,
is there steps towards a happy life? Which it doesn't sound like it. It's the narrow path leads to happiness, the wide path, which I'm just going to, you know, skid in at the last minute with skid knees and, you know, woohoo, I took the ride. Or are you going to do like the narrow path where you stay close to the Lord and do due diligence to, you know, call on the angels and do everything you need to do in a moment to...
Yeah. And if you fall, if you have a moment of weakness or you do take the wrong path and you have to get yourself back on the right path, that's also a great time to call on St. Joseph. And that's also a great time to call on Our Lady, because they're always faithful. They're our divine aids. And they're happy to step in. They're happy to help. They're always happy to help bring you back.
But you have to ask.
You have to ask.
Because you have free will. So in, when you're walking the earth, you can do, you have free will. You have to choose God, choose the saints, choose to ask for help.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's, everyone has a guardian angel who's assigned just to them.
Mm-hmm.
But there are legions of angels out there just waiting for someone to call.
Mm-hmm.
I use them a lot. Legions of angels, come down upon this situation or, come, you know.
Yeah.
I'm asking legions of angels to help me out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he has a lot of, do we have the litany to St. Joseph?
I'm sure we can pull it up. It might be in there somewhere. It's on one of those pages. But before, so he is our righteous protector. And he lived a life of obedience and faith. We talked about him as the worker. And, he's also the patron saint. We pray to him in dying, right? Silence and obedience. We also talked about stewardship and how that's an important aspect of St. Joseph and how we lived his life.
Right. And then we talked about how he got his messaging in while he was sleeping. So they'll sell statues of sleeping St. Joseph that people buy, you know, because he was put to sleep when the Lord wanted to speak to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was asleep when the Lord was born.
Mm-hmm.
Asleep in a prayerful sleep, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then woke up and then was told, pick up, take Mary and the child and flee to Egypt.
Joseph had seven sorrows, just like Our Lady, that they're associated with him. And he's the terror of demons because of his extreme holiness and his profound humility. And like you were saying earlier, Tara, he had supreme obedience to God's will. Makes him a powerful adversary of evil, second only to the Blessed Mother. And as the protector of Jesus and Mary, his purity and paternal authority strike fear into the demons. So if ever you're afraid, call on St. Joseph. Yeah, that's a big role to play. And I'm always amazed that he just never exuded pride. He always stayed in humility, even when there was no place for him. I mean, he had to lead Our Lady for the census, right? And it was time for her to have the baby. And he wanted desperately to give her. He knew she was the mother of God, and he wanted to give her a proper place to give birth to the mother of God. And it just wasn't working out. There was no place.
The son of God.
What did I say? Give birth to the mother of God, what did I say? The it's son okay. of God. But I mean, imagine that stress.
That is,
and he had no place for her, and she ended up, you know, in a cave having a baby. It's kind of in a stable.
In a cave,
in a stable. People have different. But he remained humble. He remained trustful. Right?
Yeah.
He remained, you know, and Our Lady.
When you go to the Holy Land, when you go to the Holy Land, they take you to a cave.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, this is what it would have looked like. Now they have a church built over the actual spot, but they take you to this cave and they show you where the animals would have been in the back. And, you know, she would have been over here, but it would have been dry. And
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
She couldn't find the litany because it wasn't the... But anyway, we have these.
Not up.
Yeah. He was from the line of David. He was marked by silence. He was a devout observer of the law. he received multiple dreams from angels. He went, you know, to keep, bring Mary into his home, flee to Egypt when it was time to come back from Egypt. And then the last time was prompting him to head north to Galilee, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he came back from Egypt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the angel spoke to him.
Yeah.
He was poor. He lived at least until Jesus was a teenager. And we know that because they found him in the temple at 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And these are all touching on the sorrows and joys of Jesus, right? So Jesus' birth was both a sorrow and a joy. A sorrow because he couldn't find the proper place for her to give birth, and that was a great sorrow. That was his role. That was his responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how that weighed on him. He probably felt like he was failing. Failing his wife, failing his child.
Failing his Lord.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he always had to trust. He always was successful in trusting in God's plan, and that God knows what he's doing. So they both Jesus and Mary together, trusted in that plan, and they gave their fiats. And the circumcision of Jesus was a sorrow and a joy. That's the third sorrow and joy for Saint Joseph. And watching their son enduring the pain of the circumcision, and it was a sign of the covenant, a moment of suffering. Still, they rejoiced and they gave their fiat. That was a choice that they chose, right? And that was the first spilling of, that was the first time he spilled his own blood, was in the circumcision.
Right.
And, So, the fifth sorrow, it was their flight into Egypt, like we talked about, right? It was very dangerous. It was very fearful for them. They woke up in the middle of the night. Can you imagine being a brand new mother with a baby? And an angel of the Lord wakes you up and says, hurry up, Herod wants to kill your child. You have to.
Yeah.
Flee. But knowing that everybody else's children were being killed, too.
Yeah. I know, and that was a terrible sorrow for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's a lot of ups and downs. It's not all, I always try and emphasize when you're looking at the lives of the saints, and then even you're looking at your own life, we all have peaks and valleys. We all have ups and downs. We all have our moments of doubt. We all have our moments of fear, right?
Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah, looking to the saints to show us the way of how to conduct ourselves in those moments. They're great leaders. They're great examples. They're great models. Christ always made everything like a model, right? He came in. He showed mm-hmm. us how to live. He showed us how to get to heaven. He showed us the way himself. He showed us that you have to suffer. He showed us
love.
Yeah, love.
You have to love, you have to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be obedient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, and that's exactly what St. Joseph did. They show us the whole way through.
Yeah.
So when you're reading the Bible or even watching, there's great movies on today on HBO, on like anything, any kind of streaming service that you can watch. House of David's a great one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that too.
Yeah. Yeah. The Chosen is a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, for children, VeggieTales is really fun. It tells all the Bible stories of all the, VeggieTales used to be a favorite with my kids. Because sometimes these stories are hard to digest. It's hard to remember names and places and dates and all that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. it's fun to have these role models show us how it's done. And the, I'm losing my... What are the other sorrows and joys of Jesus? Obviously, the loss of the child Jesus in the temple.
That's where we are on this page.
Yeah. So go for it. The loss of the child Jesus in the temple.
He experienced what it was like to feel God's absence.
Mm-hmm.
They experienced that when they lost Jesus for 3 days.
Yeah.
So they have some sense of it. They searched anxiously for their son. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The only other place this word appears in the gospel is the description of the rich man's agony in Hades. The implication is startling. For Jesus' parents, those 3 days of searching were hell on earth.
Mm-hmm.
even though they commit no sin in this episode, still their experience of having the divine life removed from their midst offers them personal insight into the desolation of sinners. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in their lifetimes, they knew and experienced hardship. They were mm-hmm. poor.
And again, God's always showing us and preparing us. It was also the loss of the child Jesus. They were searching for him for 3 days, right? Mm-hmm. Well, our Lord mm-hmm. was in the grave for 3 days at Easter. So there's always like, God yeah. always gives us like mirror imaging and
right.
always gives
parallels
us foreshadowing shadowing and parallels and all that.
Yeah.
So it was Our Lady's first experience of a time without her son. And it was
And that she would have that time.
And that she would have that time. That was a big test. And it was hard.
And we have little foreshadowings in our life. Like, do you remember when mm-hmm. the first time you sent your child to school?
Yeah.
And you look in the back seat.
Yeah, where are they?
you think you left them home. Or you have to think for a minute. Oh, wait. They went to school.
They went to school.
But you feel this, like... You know, there's almost like an inner sense. It's part of you. It's one in your world.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that little pulling away. It was like the first, mm-hmm. you know, the first sign of him. Oh, he's getting older now because he's 12, right?
Yeah.
So when he's 13, when you're Jewish and you're 13, you're a man. You have a, mm-hmm. a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, right? That's mm-hmm. to show that you're an adult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, they have the big party and right.
Exactly. Yeah. Did you go to a lot of bar mitzvahs?
I actually didn't. I wish I did, though. I haven't been to any bar mitzvahs. I think that's just because, like, the private Catholic schools in the main line, they're, like...
Yeah.
You hang with
hand
them.
In hand, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I went to one. I found it fascinating. It was really fun. And then I watched them when we were in Jerusalem. I got to watch one.
Oh, I bet they're fun in Jerusalem.
Yeah, they're very different. They parade them through the streets, and they hold them up, and they... It's kind of cool. That was actually neat.
Yeah, that was fun.
It is fun. So I can't believe it. The hour's almost up. We have about 2 minutes left. So if anyone wants to call in and share a quick St. Joseph story with us, feel free. Otherwise, we hope you had a beautiful day of St. Joseph. I mean, we're not wrapping up yet, but just remember that God...
Hope your Lent is going well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? We're more than halfway now.
Yeah.
We're one week past the middle mark, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say fast.
I know.
Don't say fast. Yours isn't going fast.
Two more? I said don't say facts.
Oh, no facts. We said no facts.
Because when we ever we give out facts, they're usually needing a little correcting.
Well, last week we said it was the fourth week, but it was the fourth
Thursday,
but the third week.
Yeah.
So that can get confusing on you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So we say thank you for listening with us today, and thank you to St. Joseph, and thank you, Aisley, for joining us.
Yeah.
So
are you going to come
back
again?
Gospel.
If I'm invited.
All right.
Yeah. We'll
bring Aisley back again.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll create a youth day.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
That would be very fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come every so often for our youth.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome. That would be great.
A youth show.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. So thank you for joining in. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to sign up for all those fantastic events that we, Divine Mercy Sunday and the Divine Mercy Retreat and the Wake Up America Dinner. We're all going to be very busy in the spring.
Right.
No rest for the weary.
And remember to emulate St. Joseph on St. Joseph's Day. Be the best father, the best mother you can be.
Yep. We are all stewards
Listen
of something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Family, our callings. Whatever gifts of faith God has entrusted you with. So, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, St. Joseph. We love you.
Who's up next?
Dr. Anton Raimondo.
Dr. Anton Raimondo's up next. Stay tuned for the next hour.
She stumped me. I knew it. And then someone asks and it goes out of my head. Dr. Anton Raimondo. He's actually awesome. He always gives a great program. So, please stay tuned. We love you.
Thank you.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio on WTMR 800, Camden, Philadelphia.